You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson,
2004 Olympian,
four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
What's going on, good people?
The connection has a low connection. So can you hear me, Phil? What's going on, team? We were going all day, all night long, and when I got on the plane, you know, I was a little parched. I wanted some water to drink, and I had to take my medication that I take in the morning. So I said, I walked to the back of the plane where my seat was, and I asked the lady, I said, "Ma'am, may I have some water, please?" And she said, "No, not right now. I'm trying to get things together. I'll get you some water when we have service." But I'm thinking, I'm right in the back. Lady gonna give me some water. I wanna have flight, no problem. So I take my seat. There's a little turbulence on the flight. Mind you, I've flown all over the world. There was not turbulence on the flight for the whole hour and a half, okay? No water's coming. Lady don't bring no water, they don't have service. So when the flight is over, I asked the lady, I said, "Ma'am, did you forget about the water that I asked you for?" She said, "Well, that was turbulent, sir. And we couldn't have service because the captain put the seatbelt sign on and nobody's supposed to move about the cabin." No problem. I went in the bathroom and I came back. I said, "Well, ma'am, I have some water now." She says, "No, you can't have any water now because I put everything up." I said, "Okay." I said, "Let me ask you a question. I'm asking her just like that. I understand how I present. I understand I'm 245 pounds. I'm 5'10". I'm very dark skinned. I'm big. I am very aware of how I present. So I keep my voice down. I'm just talking regular." I said, "Ma'am," I said, "let me ask you a question. I said, are you telling me that it was impossible for you to give me some water at the beginning of the flight, during the flight, and right now? What I'm saying is I said, ma'am, I'm just asking you if it was impossible. Are you telling me that it was absolutely impossible for you to get?" Now, here's where the conversation gets saucy. This is where we start tiptoeing on the lines of racism and sexism, and we start leveraging race and leveraging sex in the discussion. She then says loudly from the back, "I don't know why you're coming back here attacking me." Attacking you. For those of you who fly, you do understand when that lady starts using a language like that, that I can have the federal agents waiting for me when I get off the plane. So I said, "Ma'am, attacking you?" I said, "Ma'am, I'm asking you about some water. We don't need to be back here attacking." And she said loud now. Now the people in rows 28, 29, and 30, they've turned around because now she said it again. You don't have to come back here attacking me. At which point I said, "Ma'am, thank you so much." I said, "Ma'am, thank you so much." Before I can say thank you so much, she said, "Well, please take your seat." Now, you do understand. When the people on the flight, when the flight attendants tell you to take your seat, you must immediately work your way to... I was saying, you have to immediately work your way to your seat, or those people are going to make a call, and there's going to be somebody waiting for you outside their door. She said, "Sir, can you go to your seat?" Now, mind you now, the plane is stopped. People are standing up, waiting to go out. There is no sit down in your seat. Do you understand what I'm saying? She said, "Sir, can you go back to your seat?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. I'm going back to my seat." I went back to my seat, and I sat my black ass down because I know what we're getting ready to go down. And then she went back there and got on that phone after she said I was attacking her. Okay? Now, let me let you know this. For those of you who haven't experienced this, I've been on some great flights with some great people who are customer service oriented. I've also been on some flights with some people who have had a bad day, some bad experiences. I get it. I get all of it. I do understand this. When you are specifically in the customer service business, in the area to serve, you got to do your best in order to serve. I think that's just the deal. I believe this woman wanted to try to flex her muscle on me to kind of show me who she was and what the situation was. I don't have no problem with that. I know very well if all the lights went out in the city and the power went out, then I'd be at the top of the food chain and she'd be at the bottom. I'm cool with that. I'm also cool with understanding that she's at the top of the food chain on that airplane. I'm fine with that too. What I'm not gonna allow her to do is to talk bad to me and disrespect me. So of course I had to write a strong, you know, comment and letter to Delta Airlines, because I just believe that's the right thing to do. I've been flying Delta Airlines for years, and I shouldn't have to, as I had to after she told me that, and the plane was clear. I shouldn't have to cup my hands in the sink in the bathroom in order to get water, in order to take my medication. I'm 45 years old. Damn. And I gotta cup my hands under the sink and lap up water like a dog, because this white lady on the plane, which is what she was, what she is, would not get me any water. Now understand this now. There's water available because they got bottles of water, you know, the small Dasani bottles of water in first class that she could have gave me. She could have did all of that. She did nothing for an hour and a half. And when I asked her for water afterwards, didn't give me any water either. Now, I don't know if there's a scarcity of water on the airplane. I don't know if they ran out of water. I'm not sure what the situation is, but I've told Delta Airlines about the situation, and I'm telling you. And I also said this to Delta. I am not petty, small, or any of that. I'm not telling you I'm not going to fly Delta Airlines anymore. That's not true. I will fly Delta Airlines. I'm telling you that if I have another experience like this with Delta Airlines, I won't fly Delta Airlines anymore. But, I mean, I love Delta Airlines. I love the SkyMile Lounge. I like all of it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to let one situation stop me from going to that SkyMile Lounge, because I like the SkyMile Lounge. I like to go in there and whip out my platinum card and sit down with all them other people in there. I like doing that. I like that. I believe I've earned that. And that's what I do. But I'm telling you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to have, especially me, and I've been living a long time. I'm almost 45 years old, and I've been living in the United States almost 45 years, and I'm not going to have no white folks tell me when I can get something to drink and when I can go pee and when I can use the restroom. Because for those of y'all who don't know and haven't been like this in the United States, you don't know how they leverage that situation over you, and it's used in a small way to make you feel bad, just like a dog. Somebody kills a dog and gets 45 years, and somebody kills a black dude and they only get 5. That's just how it go. I don't like it, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm not going to be on the airline, and you're not going to give me no water. That's not going to happen. Not for no hour and a half. So you all have a super fantastic day. I just want to share that story with you. Because sometimes some of my friends, they need to understand the life I live. Because you have 3 degrees on the wall, your house paid off, and everything else. And at the end of the day, it's like Jay-Z said, you still. And that's how it goes.